As the federal election approaches, neither major party are talking about changes to the current asylum seeker policy of boat turnbacks and offshore settlement, despite the increase in reports of self-harm and even self-immolation amongst asylum seekers in detention. One response to this in the last couple of weeks has been a diverse range of actions aimed at power brokers in the refugee industry, from private companies to the Department of Immigration and even the Immigration Minister himself. This range of actions show a diverse and innovative attempt by people concerned about refugees to try and keep the issue on the political radar. On Thursday morning, I spoke to Kelly Purnell and Dylan Sweeney, who were both at the Strathpine electoral office of Peter Dutton. Can you tell us what you guys have been up to this morning out at Peter Dutton's office?
We've just climbed onto the roof of his electoral office and dropped a banner.
And what did the banner say?
The banner says, "Bring them here. It's not like Peter's using it. Hashtag report Dutton."
So Minister Dutton wasn't there at the office?
No, Minister Dutton doesn't spend much time at his electoral office.
So why did you guys choose to do that kind of action? I mean, it's a bit unorthodox.
I just want to respond directly to Peter Dutton, and we wanted to do that by getting on his rooftop and telling him what we think of his racist, hypocritical and stupid ideas.
I guess the election's coming up. Is it important to people to challenge Peter Dutton specifically and politicians on this?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they've been using people's lives as like a divisive political wedge for like over a decade now, and it's really horrific. Like, people are killing themselves because of this, these policies, and it's still just a tactic in political games.
The following morning, a group of mostly women were out the front of the Department of Immigration in Adelaide Street for a theatrical demonstration against the rape and sexual assault of asylum seekers and refugees.
With a group of women and a few male allies, we went to the Department of Immigration and conducted a protest against the sexual assault of women and children in detention, particularly in detention and in the community on Nauru. From the media reports we have got, and we have to remember that there are gag laws in place, and so anyone who's working on the island for the Department of Immigration is prevented from speaking out on pain of 2 years imprisonment if they do. So that we're only getting the tip of the iceberg, but what we understand is that rape and sexual assault are very common on the island, both in detention and for the refugees settled on the island.
So what did you do this morning at the Department of Immigration?
Well, we had a group of women who represented refugees and asylum seekers, and they were corralled behind a symbolic barbed wire fence that was held by people dressed as Border Force guards. In front of them, we had people representing the Australian community in the pose of the three monkeys with "See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil." And we chanted the names of some of the women that we know about who've been raped on Nauru. As well as that, a couple of people had painted the names of the women on the footpath, and that was just in glucose syrup with food colouring. It won't last, it won't cause any permanent damage, unlike the rapes and the sexual assaults that have been going on.
Meanwhile, in Melbourne last week, there were a couple of noteworthy actions, one at a superannuation industry conference and another at the Department of Immigration in the city. I spoke to Jeff, a participant in both of those actions.
The first one was at a superannuation conference where lots of different superannuation funds come together and they talk about managing risk and how to be more ethical and how best to manage their super funds and all these kinds of questions. So, yeah, a whole bunch of us got inside and we had heaps of banners and messages to communicate to people who are involved in the superannuation funds, any of which have money caught up in the detention industry. You know, we basically disrupted one of the sessions, which was on risk management, because these superannuation funds tend to think of the opposition to the places where they invest their money as a risk that needs to be managed. And then they put all of this time and energy into trying to work out how best to mitigate the opposition to the things that they're funding, rather than divesting from unethical or awful practices or activities or sectors of the economy that they're funding.
And the other action was an occupation of a government office?
Yeah, the other action was much bigger. It was at the Department of Immigration and Border Protection in Melbourne, which is right in the heart of the city. There was a huge protest rally that met at the State Library and then went on a march, and everyone went down to the Department of Immigration and Border Protection and got into the building because there was just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us. So we just streamed inside the building. There wasn't enough police and security to keep everybody out. It was really symbolic of the community opposition to the detention industry. The building was occupied in four different locations, and it was quite effective. There was also hundreds of people out the front, and there was some sporadic sit-in protests in the streets around the building as well. And it felt very powerful, you know, to have the community organised, get in there, and we proved that we can shut down the building. And, you know, maybe the community will go back at 9 o'clock in the morning on another day and shut down the building for the whole day. I mean, I think that protest was, more than anything else, a demonstration of the power of the community.
All of these protests show a refugee movement that is willing to try a diversity of tactics to make its point.
I think the difficulty is because of the culture of silence that's been cultivated by the Australian government. It takes a different means to attract attention of the Australian public to what's going on. There's a lot of complacency, and it's because there's a lack of information. So we need different means to draw attention to the problem, and this was one of them.
We've seen so many diverse actions happen in Melbourne, everything from candlelight vigils in response to refugees self-immolating in offshore detention. There's been big demonstrations and marches down the street. There's petitions. There's people going into politicians' offices. There's people talking in the media and social media and writing about what's happening. There's people visiting people in detention. And there's been direct action like blocking entrances at the immigration department, big sit-ins, blocking traffic in the city to try and draw attention to these issues. There's so many potential places out there where the community can organise collectively to make our voices heard or get a message across or actually disrupt the detention industry at some point in the chain. And what we're really seeing this time around before this next federal election is people are organising quite diversely across the whole community. Everyone's involved in different ways, and there's lots of different tactics being employed.
I think we have to tell them in as many ways as we can and as loud as possible that we do not accept this and that this has to end.